But 75% of the world's cultures really eat, you know, spicy food. It's only really Northern European cultures that don't eat hot food. When I was 12 years old, I decided to be an anthropologist, and I saw an exhibit of Arnhem Land bark painting from Western Arnhem Land in Australia. And it was the most attractive thing to me, even though I grew up with going into the Boston Museum almost every Sunday of my life, that I was, in that pop art, I was attracted to the expressiveness of those particular art forms, not to classical form and quality, which would be expressed in like Renaissance art or medieval art or later on in classic Western art. I was always attracted to the expressiveness of primitive art. And I think that I'm akin to that in terms of my food selection, in terms of my personal food choices that I really love. It's the expressiveness of great big flavors. And I don't find enough flavor in Western foods. Sometimes I also understand the subtleties, but in the same way that if I had a choice between an Eskimo mask and a piece of, you know, Renaissance painting, I would choose the Eskimo mask. If it's a choice between a piece of Arnhem Land bark painting and a piece of 19th century Impressionist art, I would choose the Arnhem Land bark painting. That's a personal choice. It's not, something's not better enough. But I think that you can see that underneath it all, that what got me into anthropology and what I was attracted to personally also has, in a way, not, I wouldn't say predetermined, but has personalized my food choices in terms of the styles of restaurants that I've created and the styles of food that I've become known for.